Janie Lee Grace. Welcome to the Natural Health and Sobriety Show on UK Health Radio. Hi, and welcome to the Natural Health and Sobriety Show. So really exciting this week that I'm going to be chatting about a topic that I think I've touched on for really long ages, actually. The really wonderful phenomenon of essential oils and all the incredible things that that they're good at, you know, when you apply them properly and when you know what you're doing, they really can be quite magical. And I did speak about this a while ago with Heather Dawn Godfrey, who was my guest some time ago. But today I'm really thrilled that I'm going to be chatting to Penny Price, who is just an absolute pioneer in this world. Penny Price Aromatherapy. She really knows her stuff. I'm really looking forward to getting her insights. Just before we do that, I'd just like to give a mention to anyone who might be able to get to London to one of our events. I've been doing a whole bunch of book tour events around the UK, depending on when you're listening to this. Wednesday 27th, there's one at Birmingham Waterstones. But then the next one is going to be on Monday the 2nd of December. It's actually our Sober Club meetup, Christmas kind of do, live podcast, but everyone is welcome. You just got to grab yourself a ticket. And the tickets include a fabulous well-being goodie bag, and a few of the bits and pieces in there have been supplied by Penny Price, so we're very grateful to her this week. So if you book yourself a ticket, you'll not only get to meet a bunch of lovely like-minded people, grab an alcohol-free cocktail, have an option to purchase some of the fabulous alcohol-free drinks in Club Soda, and get this lovely well-being goodie bag. And I'm going to be chatting to Sam Delaney, who is the author of Sort Your Head Out. And we'll also do a little bit of a chat about the book as well, because it's still on my mind anyway. So I really hope you come to that event. It's going to be a really nice event. And if you're someone who's been kind of thinking, look, I'd actually like to get out and about and meet some new people, but you're feeling a bit nervous, honestly, don't be. It's a very small venue. You can always drop me a message. Let me know you're coming and you're a bit nervous, and I'll absolutely make sure somebody meets you. Just message me on social media at Janie Lee Grace, and I'll make sure that you're looked after, I promise you. So that's Monday 2nd of December. I think we start at 7 o'clock. If you go to thesoberclub.com/events, you'll find all the info there for the various gigs that I'm doing and for that event at Club Soda Monday the 2nd. So it'll be absolutely amazing to see you there. Connection is key. It really does make all the difference. Whatever new behavior change you're trying to make, when you get connected with like-minded people, it changes everything. It just helps you realise, you know, you really aren't on your own, and other people really do get it. So come along if you can, Monday, 2nd of December.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimising your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavourful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
My guest is the founder and an incredible aromatherapist. We're going to get onto that. The founder of Penny Price, and it is indeed Penny Price. Thank you so much for joining me, Penny.
It's a great pleasure. Nice to see you.
Well, I only came across your brand relatively recently with my Platinum Awards, but I honestly, I don't know what I've been missing, because you guys have been around a long time and it's just right up my street, the stuff that you do. So let's just dig back in time and tell me all about the story, because it's a really fascinating story that you've been part of for a long time.
Yes, I have. I've been part of, first of all, my mother's company. So she got into aromatherapy because my granny had arthritis and she was on a lot of pills. So she was about on 30 different types of pill a day. So my mother went into aromatherapy. It wasn't easy because it wasn't available, really.
Well, I was going to say, what kind of year would, I mean, roughly when that would be?
74-ish.
Right, okay, yeah, so definitely early days. Not that many people would know about it, would they?
No, and you could learn an aromatherapy massage using a ready blend, but you couldn't actually choose your own oils and make it yourself. Right. So she went to France to learn how to do it the French way, came back, and she was a hairdresser at the time, and she started to give it out to her clients. And so, as well as her mother, it was a bit late for my granny, but it got very popular. And then she thought, why don't I introduce aromatherapy into skincare? So if you've got a headache or you suffer a lot from migraines, that sort of thing, if I put the right oils in a moisture cream, every day you're going to moisturise your face and it's going to keep your sinuses at bay or your headaches at bay or whatever it is. Well, she had queues at the door.
And wow.
We were making it in the double garage at home. My brother and I were still youngish, teens just. And so my mum was mixing it in the Kenwood. I had an icing bag and I was piping it into the jars. My brother put the shives and lids on and my dad hand drew all the labels in those.
Wow. What was the brand called then?
It was Shirley Price Aromatherapy.
Right.
I haven't been very innovative calling mine Penny Price. It's been very confusing over the years, I have to say. And then people wanted to learn proper aromatherapy the way she did it. So she started to teach that again at home. She used the spare bedroom and then the hairdressing salon. And then it got bigger and bigger and she bought her own premises. And by this time, I just finished doing all my hairdressing and beauty and I trained to be an aromatherapist as well. And so I worked with her first as a hairdresser and beauty therapist and then in the aromatherapy business. And it was all lovely and wonderful and fabulous. And I think she had the biggest aromatherapy company in the world in the 90s.
Yeah.
But then she wanted to retire and she wanted the money to retire on, obviously. So she didn't give it to me and my brother. She sold it. And I think we both found that quite hard because it's so niche and so specialist.
Yeah.
You can't just sell it to anybody.
Yeah, it's very much a heart-centered brand, isn't it?
It is. So it was sort of, Anyway, I worked with them for a while and they went into administration within about 18 months. And I thought, oh, flipping it. What do I do now? So I thought, you know, I'm just going to get a different job. So I went to work with the YMCA for a while, still using aromatherapy on the people who were there. And I did my master's degree in teaching while I was at it. I thought, why not? And after a while working at the YMCA, I just came home one day and I'd been threatened by one of the guys. He'd locked me in and he was going to hurt me. And I came home, I said, I can't do this anymore. So my husband, Bob, said, well, do you know what? Do what you really love.
Yeah.
So we started Penny Price Aromatherapy in 2003, in May 2003. So it was just me and a little room. And off I went. So we've
Brilliant.
been going 21 years now, and
Amazing.
it's been
So let's just bring
amazing.
people up to speed then, who maybe, don't actually know much about aromatherapy. I mean, of course there are, there's tons around now, and it's very easy to access essential oils, but they're not all the same, of course. That's something we can get onto. But just tell us a little bit about the power of aromatherapy then, what it means to you.
Well, look, all it means really, aromatherapy is sort of the controlled use of essential oils to balance the mind, body, and spirit, and that's it. It's all to do with the controlled use. So if you are a trained aromatherapist, you'll know that somebody my size will need less oil than somebody that's called Billy Bunter. And somebody who's got an acute illness will want a different mix altogether and amount than somebody who is in a hospice receiving palliative care. So it's all client based, and essential oils are all from plants. We were created to use plants. We eat them, we use them in herbalism and all sorts of ways. And aromatherapy is just another branch of plant medicine,
I
but
mean,
very, very powerful.
exactly. And what's interesting there is, even when you just talk about how a different body weight would require a different amount, there might be people thinking, well, I don't really understand why, because surely, it's just for a nice smell and a bit of massage. But of course it isn't. It has totally remedial properties, doesn't it?
They do. I mean, where we in our courses, we teach aromatherapists, clinical aromatherapists. You don't have to learn massage as well. It's up to you whether you do or not. But we teach the chemistry of each essential oil and the pharmacological properties, so what this will do. And of course, a lot of that knowledge is empirical because it was discovered thousands of years ago that lavender could heal skin cuts, wounds, and so on and so forth. It's been going for a long time, but now there's so much research and it's so wonderful. But where you've got homeopathy is at the bottom of the powerfulness of plant medicine, and it does work wonderfully. You go through all the other tinctures and herbalist type stuff, and you get up to essential oils where the plants are distilled. So you get the very, very essence, soul, and heart of the plant in a little bottle. So you have to be careful exactly how much you use, which one you use, and who you use it on. And yes, it is different for different people. So even if we've got the same thing, so if I'm suffering from flu, I might require a different set of essential oils to somebody else in the same boat. And body weight makes a difference because essential oils dissolve in fat. They like being fat. So the more fat there is underneath the skin, the longer the essential oils stay there before they get into the bloodstream, which is interesting because a bigger person, their treatment will be longer but slower as it's released over a length of time. Somebody like us, me and you, it's almost instant, and you could probably taste it in your mouth 20 minutes.
I mean, my first experience of aromatherapy was, I mean, goodness knows, unbelievably long time ago, when I went for what did I go for? I went for an aromatherapy massage, that's right, and it was absolutely amazing. But then she also did a facial aromatherapy, and I remember at the time saying, oh no, I've got really greasy skin, I don't think you should do that. And she said, no, trust me, it'll be okay. And of course, since that day, I've only ever used oils on my face. I rarely use anything else now. I absolutely love oils. But I remember at the time, just re she was obviously really good at what she did, and I remember at the time thinking, if there was ever anything, that wasn't right with me, whatever was going on, I would just tell her what was going on, and even though I was just t going for a massage, I'd come out, with whatever the symptoms were, greatly relieved. So yeah, I absolutely learned the power of it many years ago. But what I would like to talk about is the difference in quality of different oils, because I mean, just explain to us the difference, because I don't think people necessarily realise that with essential oils, you know, you really do get what you pay for. And the difference is incredible. I did an organic perfume making course some years ago in France. It was absolutely amazing. And one of my strongest memories of that was we'd been taken on a kind of a walk around the fields and the gardens and seeing the lavender grown at high altitude,
yeah,
which smelt nothing. Lavender I'd ever smelt at home. It's like, what even is this? I mean, completely different depending on where it's grown and the source, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, even if you get a good quality oil, lavender high altitude is different from lavender medium.
Yeah, yeah.
From Croatian lavender, you know, I mean, French, Croatia, different places. We use French lavender in our products that we sell to the public because it is the best chemically. We use lavender for skin and so on. So, well, when in doubt, use lavender, but use that lavender. But yes, it was my dad that started sourcing essential oils, and because Mum had trained in France, we automatically went there. But so many salesmen in those days were coming round selling perfume oils.
Right.
Well, perfume oils are very different.
Yes.
It can either be 100% synthetic. And after doing it all these years, I can tell straight away.
Can you? Right.
Yeah, and it hurts the lining of my nose.
Yeah, yeah, I bet.
And then there's some oils that started off as real, but they were leftovers from maybe a cheap perfume factory where they've adulterated it. Because, of course, if you're growing rose for Chanel, that's not a cheap perfume company, but, you know, the rose has to be pretty much the same every single year. So they would have to adjust it slightly. But, I mean, posh companies are just using the real thing.
Mm.
But most companies don't. So you can get it watered down. You can get it with synthetics added. You can get it where it's not even rose at all, and they're using Palma Rosa and Ho and Rosewood and other oils to make it smell like that. So,
yeah.
It's a minefield, really.
I'm sure it is. And of course, you know, I mean, as you say, when I wrote my first book, I used to talk about, I was staggered when I did my research as to just how many different synthetic chemicals there are, and the fact that, you know, maybe they are tested safe individually, but then when they interact, you know, we don't know what the hell happens. And it always used to just amaze me that something like perfume or many skincare products, in fact, can literally just have written on the ingredients parfum or perfume, and that can mean they've added hundreds of different synthetic ingredients. They don't have to specify them.
No, but they do these days have to specify the allergens.
Yes, of course. Yes, so, I bet that's changed it a little bit.
It has, and it's not been ideal for us in one way, but it is in another. So they can make, I mean, the main ingredient of lavender high altitude is linalool. Well, they can make that in a German lab somewhere. You know, it's not difficult and it's cheap as chips. So they can make all these things, even rose essential oil to smell like rose essential oil. They just make it. It's not difficult. But all those little bits like limonene, linalool, methyl ethers, they're all classed as allergens because it's come about because of the synthetic trade. Because when you make them synthetic, that's just one molecule on its own.
Yeah.
It's not in the synergy of a lavender. And even if you try and copy all the different bits in a lavender and put them together in the right way, it still isn't the same.
Right.
But you're missing tiny, tiny infinitesimal bits of this, that and the next thing.
Yeah.
You're more likely to get allergies.
Interesting.
But if you're using really, really good, true essential oils from a farmer who actually cares about his fields, where he grows, how he grows, whether he uses pesticides or not, when he harvests, how he harvests, which method of distillation, and each essential oil has all those different connotations around it, then you are hardly ever going to get a reaction to an essential oil.
Right, that's interesting.
100% an essential oil, and not worth the perfume industry, because they are harvested with combine harvesters. You lose quite a bit there. And they're still good, but they're not therapeutic grade, as the French call it.
Yes, absolutely. And am I right in thinking then that they, because they are the ones that are pure essential oils, don't need preservatives added?
Oh, no, you don't need to have preservatives on them.
Yeah.
They'll last, probably outlive us, you know. I mean, some like lemon and lime that come from the peel, they can degrade quite quickly if you keep taking the lid off.
Mm-hmm.
And I often say to students, they'll last 2 to 3 years maybe. I said, but if you have got a bottle of lemon in your box and you're an aromatherapist and you've still got it after 2 to 3 years, you're not very good, are you? So they're only small bottles. Expensive oils like rose otto, sandalwood, jasmine, they'll outlive us and they will be fine as long as you don't take the lid off.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, for the average person then, what would be a great little kit to have at home if you could afford just to have a few? What would be, would lavender be one of the staples?
Yep, high altitude lavender always, because at home you're going to burn yourself on the kettle or the grill pan or whatever.
Yeah, it's amazing for burns, isn't it?
You just do what they tell
put
you.
Put it on neat,
water
yeah.
On and then you put it on neat.
Right, yeah.
Then I would recommend geranium. Geranium is amazing for cold sores, acne spots type things like that. Stress.
Could you apply that neat then if you were putting it on your face? Interesting.
You just dab it on your spot or your cold sore. It doesn't taste very nice. No essential oils do. What else would I use geranium for? Stress and sleep, insomnia.
Yeah.
Then what else would I have?
Would you have something like eucalyptus or tea tree oil for colds? Would you use those?
I don't use tea tree.
Do you not? No.
I don't like the smell.
No.
But eucalyptus is always in my box. Eucalyptus, right. Smithy, eucalyptus globulus, because there's lots of different eucalyptuses and they don't always help colds.
Right.
You need to use the ones that smell of camphor, you know, menthol.
Yeah. And what's good for sinus? You mentioned sinus issues.
Well, eucalyptus is good for sinus, for definite, but also oils like, let me think. You want oils with ketones in, so sage.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because ketones they're great. They're just a chemical group in essential oils, and they bust snot and fat.
Good. Sounds good. We don't want either of those, do we?
I used to say to clients, put this on before you go to bed. You'll wake up snot-free and
But you know, when you say put it on, do you mean, you know, what, I mean, obviously if you're putting it onto if you've got spots on your face, but if you've got sinus issues, for example, would you just be recommending you put some on a cotton pad, or would you be in, how would you do it?
Hyssop's another good one for sinus problems, and lemon.
Okay.
But you don't put those neat on the skin because they can irritate. So you either put them with a carrier oil.
Yeah.
So you'd mix them, you know, like 1 mil of the oil and 10 mils of the a coconut or sunflower or something like that. Use a little bit on your finger and just put it under your nose.
So you do seem to favour applying topically then, rather than necessarily just putting it in a diffuser. What's your view on that?
Yeah, well, diffusers are great because they can change the mood of a whole room.
Yeah, they really can.
And when I was doing my degree, funnily enough, I did my research. I've got a school behind me.
Mm.
It's a grammar school, or it was, but that age group. And I was involved in the special educational needs unit, which was an old Victorian house in the school grounds. And they just were so stressed and so disruptive without meaning to be, and unhappy. And anyway, cut a long story short, I did a whole year of introducing different essential oils.
Wow.
And the parents, I worked with them as well. I had to, you know, obviously, because you can't just shove something under a kid's nose, even if it's in a vaporizer. But it made such a difference to them.
So did you use diffusers in the classroom?
We used diffusers in their own place. They got calmer and calmer there. But the worst bit was when they had to go to the main school for science. And they hated it because they're different. And like walking past other people, and they don't like going in the science room because it smells funny.
Yeah.
So I'd be up there at 7 in the morning setting all these vaporizers on
Oh.
the beaches, making sure that it smelt the same
Right.
as I'd put into their house. So they got used to that for a term first. Then I moved it. And yeah, it was good. It was
Great.
good. Yeah.
That's
So
brilliant.
yeah, vaporizers are fabulous. And they're great just for every day in the home for keeping infection away because all essential oils are antimicrobial.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's so fascinating to talk to you, Penny, because I really feel as though you go through phases, and I feel as though I've literally forgotten about the power of aromatherapy for a while. I really have, and you're reminding me just how amazing it is. And I really do need to get back into it. So I had some sinus issues a year ago. I had some absolutely hideous dental work, and I completely forgot to use essential oils. What's the matter with me? Crazy. So thank you for the reminder.
Well, come and do a course with us, you know, if you like.
Yeah, it'd be exciting, wouldn't it? It'd be very exciting. Wow.
The station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with NasalGuard for pet lovers. NasalGuard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try NasalGuard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
So I want you to tell me a little bit about, because something that so many people suffer with is joint pain or mobility issues. And one of your products that won one of our Platinum Awards, it was so unique, is your mobility lotion. So tell us a bit about that, because, you know, when you think of aches and pains and lotions, you don't necessarily think of essential oils.
No, you don't actually. And you think, how are they going to work? But in actual fact, they get through the skin quite quickly. So it depends how you apply it as well. But this is based on the recipe that my mother made in the 70s for my granny. So we use rosemary from
Yeah.
Spain, we use marjoram from France, we use juniper from France, and we use high altitude lavender. So there's only four essential oils in there.
Wow.
And when I started my company, I thought four's enough, you know, because when you're making a product that's for retail, you've got to make it suitable for as many people, as broad a spectrum as you possibly can. So you don't want to complicate it by putting things in that might irritate the skin, even though they would be good for arthritis, if you know what I mean. So we tried it. It was slightly different proportions to my mother's because I'm different. I'm me. And I sort of had a lovely client base who'd all followed me over because they had, and we tested it all out. So we decided we would make lotion. We make a whole range of well-being stuff, so for breathing, for circulation, for stress, for all sorts. So I said to my husband, what we're going to call this range, because it's very difficult. I would love to write on the front of the bottle, Arthritis.
Yeah. I think you'll find you'll be closed down if we do that, Penny.
Well, I haven't got a medical license.
No, so exactly. You can't do
MHRA
that.
The MHRA would sack me.
You can't claim that you can help with anything. Good God forbid.
No. So I had to call it mobility.
Mm.
And my husband said, call it nurture, because then if you have a whole range of nurture breathing, mobility, nurture circulation, means it's going to help it, but it's just a different way of saying it. So we got selling, and we did well really straight away, and we had such great feedback, and it is our bestseller. It is our bestseller. We have two bestsellers. Nurture Mobility is one, and the Nurture Peace for Stress is another.
Yeah. So I'm guessing that you obviously care about what kind of lotion you mix yours with as well. You're not just going to have any old stuff with rubbish in it.
We're all vegan, so the whole company is, there's no product that you can buy that isn't vegan. So they're natural and not animal tested and not from animal, and we feel strongly about that, obviously. But the lotion we use for Nurture Mobility, and you don't have to buy it in a lotion, but our bestseller is in a lotion, is vegetable oils like grapeseed and rapeseed, and they're emulsified in water and stabilized naturally, and that's it, basically.
Yeah, great.
That's it.
It's very pure.
We used to put it, well, we still do, we put it into sunflower oil as well, the blend. But what we found was that if your client's got arthritic hands and they're using oil, and it's in a bottle, and you slip and it smashes or it bounces or whatever, it's going to be everywhere.
Yeah.
So we thought a lotion with a pump is better, and people really do like it, and it works exceptionally well on elbows and knees and hands and feet. I mean, it's just great. We recommend that you warm the area up first. So I get out the hairdryer, put it on my neck, and then put the mobility on. I use it every day.
Yeah, amazing. I was just going to say, you've also got the other product that we really loved was the Miracle, is it called the Miracle Baby Balm?
Oh, yeah.
Because, again, I mean, God, I mean, when my kids were small, I mean, I used to work really hard to only ever use natural stuff on them. But goodness me, the range of kids stuff that's full of absolute rubbish. It's scary.
It is. I made this myself when my son Edward was born. He's 39 now.
Wow.
Old. Anyway, he had eczema around his ears and around his eyes because it's a family thing. And I was trained, obviously, so I made my own blend. I had lavender and chamomile and geranium and juniper. Anyway, it worked. And brilliant. I just put it in very small amounts. The thing with eczema is, you see, that less is more with essential oils.
Yeah.
If you try and use undiluted essential oils on the skin with eczema, make it worse.
Yes.
So I tend to use half dose. So all my friends are there going, I thought Edward had eczema. Well, he did, but I've controlled it. And they said, let's look behind his knees. And it was controlled. So it's that was my little thing, so I started selling that. And when I opened the company, it was one of the first thing I did, and I just thought, well, everybody keeps telling me it's a miracle cream, so
you're gonna call it that. Yeah, fantastic.
But it works in adults as well, of course.
Yeah, of course fantastic.
Bergamot, that's the other one that's in there.
Bergamot, right. okay. And I also just want to ask you about, for anyone who's just feeling who's got low mood or feeling a bit anxious, what would be good, what would be a good essential oil or a good blend to think about for that?
I think I would go for a blend. There are loads of studies on this, and the top three for stress and mood are ylang ylang, bergamot, and lavender.
Right.
Ylang ylang, bergamot, lavender. But I do love those, and I would mix them together if I hadn't known about the other 100 and so many essential oils that were in the market. But when I was in France, we take students over to train, do pretty much what you did, I think. Only we don't make perfumes, we just look at the fields and distill and do all that.
Yeah.
And we came across an oil in the 90s called Eucalyptus stageriana. And, you know, like I said, not all eucalyptuses are going to help your sinuses. Well, this
yeah,
one,
yeah.
It's not got the menthol in it. But it's a beautiful, beautiful aroma. And it smells of lemon sherbet.
Oh,
but
wow.
Gentle. Rosy lemon sherbet, Eucalyptus stageriana. It's a funny name, but it's absolutely superb. And over the years, we've had loads of success using it on people with ME or depression or anxiety or just low mood.
And again, would you apply that or would you just put it in a diffuser?
Well, diffuser for your mood.
How long typically would you have to be, you know, I don't know, near it to make a difference?
I think the nice thing about essential oils is because they're so energetic.
It's often quite quick, isn't it?
They get to you quite quickly and they cross the blood-brain barrier easily. So when if you just put a couple of drops of oil here,
yeah,
it's in. It's there and immediately you can go, oh.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's
totally.
Done. And we call this oil Joy in a Bottle.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's nice. Absolutely fantastic. So, yeah, ylang ylang, bergamot, lavender, they're all good as well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Or your citrus oils, orange, lemon.
Yeah.
And it comes down to what your preference is in the end, because, you know, not everybody likes every smell. We're all different. And we don't all smell the same. Like, we don't. When we're looking at a coffee cup, we don't all see the same cup. We don't all smell what geranium is.
Of course, yeah, different preferences. Yeah. would you use essential oils for cleaning?
Yes.
Yeah. So what would you typically use for cleaning?
Well, orange essential oil is my staple in the kitchen.
Amazing for degreasing, isn't it, orange?
It degreases, that's what it is. And it smells nice. And lots of companies use it. Mr. Muscle and all that, they use it. And then pine you can put in the bathrooms.
Yeah.
That's nice. I don't put vaporizers in the bathrooms. I just put pine on a piece of cotton wool behind the radiator.
Nice. would you also put essential oil, would it work if you were to just add them to water, to like a spray bottle, if you maybe had a bit of, I don't know, vinegar or something in there? I mean, not vinegar, like if you needed like a drop of alcohol or something in there as well.
You can put essential oils into water, so you could put your pine in the water.
Mm.
Don't waste your alcohol; it doesn't make that much difference. Just spray it into the toilet bowl or something like that. It would kill the germs.
Mm.
But all you need to do is make sure that you shake the bottle every time before you use it, because you have to have an awful lot of alcohol to dissolve a little tiny bit of essential oil.
Right. So is there anything else you could use? I, for some reason, I thought you had to have something else with it if you're just putting oil into water.
We make blends for other people as well, for other companies to put in their skincare and so on. And we have to make them soluble in and so on. And we use something called bisolubol, bisabolol, that's it, bisabolol. But it's like a coconut oil, but very, very thin.
Mm.
And it doesn't mix with water, but it doesn't feel greasy.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can mix with alcohol. If you can buy 100%, lucky you, that works a treat. But vodka's only about 40%, and it doesn't really dissolve it properly. So they sell it in France. So next time you go to France, get yourself some 100%. They won't sell it to you here because they think you're going to kill yourself, you know.
Well, most of the people listening to this have probably got some, but it'd be a better use for it than drinking it, in my opinion. Yeah. So stick it in your toilet.
Yeah.
It's going to end up there anyway, right? Penny, it's fascinating. I could chat to you for hours. It's such a fascinating topic. But just remind us of the things that you do then, because obviously you have a school and you make stuff for other companies, and then you have your own lovely range. So just tell us the kind of top line of everything that you do.
Okay, so we started just training and selling our products to the trainees and then the graduates. And then that broadened out into everybody's graduates because we went to shows and things. Then we had a recession in 2008 or nine, I can't remember, nine, I think. And we had to reinvent ourselves. So I had a call from somebody saying, could you make this, that, and the next thing for us? Our aromatherapist left us, and I thought, well, it's going to be tiny. And I nearly didn't bother. But I said, yeah, I'm in France at the moment, sorting out my oils for next year. But when I get home, I'll ring you. And I got back, and it turned out to be quite a large company in the natural health arena. And they wanted me to create this particular product, which I did. And I went and pitched it to them, and I got the contract. And we took off then in a different direction because that now is one of their best sellers.
Great.
I make. So we've sort of branched into formulation and development. So we would, if somebody came to us and said, we want a natural vegan product and we don't want to use synthetic smell, we would like to use the essential oils as the active so we know it's going to work. So this is what we want. This is how much we want to pay for it. This is how big it is and all that stuff. So we will make it, and then if when they're happy with what they want, we get it tested at a chemist. So we get all the tests, we make sure it's EU proof and UK proof, and passes all the cosmetic laws. And then we sell it to them and we make it. So downstairs in our place, we have got a manufacturing area with a nice machine too for filling and whatever. Our own stuff, we still make by hand in the labs. We've got two labs and we still blend ours by hand because we're not a massive company. Okay. So, but the ethos is the same, whether we're making for a big company or just for ourselves, we use the best we possibly can. And at the same time, we've carried on with our training and, I was there yesterday talking to some ladies who were doing a course, and I keep in touch, even though I'm sort of retired. You might have noticed Ellie drags me everywhere because Ellie's my daughter and she's taken over. So we still do everything we started out to do, but we've got
That's
the
amazing.
added support, which has helped us a lot through
So
COVID
would
and
you do you feel as though, the sort of aromatherapy industry, as it were, do you feel it's really healthy? Do you feel it's really thriving?
No.
Is it not? Oh,
No,
that's
I mean,
interesting. But you're doing well, so.
well, we're small.
Yes, I guess.
We're positive and we're
But there must be
small.
more people aware of aromatherapy,
It
much
got
more
very
awareness now.
confusing because it sort of got into colleges of FE where they're just you're still taught a massage with a smell, so you can choose a bottle.
Which is a
You know, there's
completely
no
different thing,
blending,
isn't it?
there's no science involved. It might not even be real essential oils, you know. And then you can buy shampoos, herbal essence, or whatever they're called, and it's got this in it and that in it. But has it really? You know, it's an aromatherapy shampoo, is it? It's an aromatherapy, and aromatherapy itself has become a great buzzword, but then. Aromatherapy to me is a cold controlled use to help balance mind, body, and spirit, and it has to
Absolutely,
be the real thing. It
yeah,
has to
totally.
be because it can be damaging to your health. You know, if you've got a plug in, say, for a room freshener,
Oh,
but
they're
they've been
terrifying, those
synthetic,
things.
they're
Oh
going
my
to kill
God,
your
they're
breath.
terrifying. And
Worst
those
case.
hideous things people put in their cars. If I ever get in a cab and somebody's got one of
Yeah.
those hideous synthetic things, I have to say I'm not actually going to be able to do this journey. It makes me feel ill.
They're so bad for you. Whereas if you get the proper thing, the essential oil, it should be uplifting and refreshing and relaxing, you know.
Definitely.
So.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Penny. It's really exciting, and I love the fact that we know that if we come to you and we buy your stuff, we know this, we know the provenance, we know that it's the real thing. It really makes such a difference. So just remind us of the website and where people can find out more.
It's www.penny-price.com.
Fantastic. Penny, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Me too.
Thank you, Penny. We'll make sure that that information goes in the show notes. Thank you again for supplying us with some goodies for our event on Monday, the 2nd of December. It'd be great if any of you can come along to that. thesoberclub.com/events, and you'll find all of the information there. I also meant to say that I know this is not for everyone, but for those people who have ditched the booze and now they're thinking, you know, I really want a new purpose. I'm really realizing that I'd like to support other people. I'd like to underpin my own sobriety. Then we have a free webinar on Tuesday, the 3rd of December. That's the night after our event in London. It's online. It's free to join us. And it's called From Sobriety to Purpose, Exploring a Career as a Sober Coach. So it's totally non-salesy. I'm definitely not going to be trying to sell you anything. We're just going to have a chat about what it means to really lay the foundations for your own sobriety and then to step out and into a new identity, really, as somebody who supports others. So that's Tuesday, 3rd of December, the night after our event in London. It's online. You do need to register if you'd like to join us for that. It doesn't cost anything, but we need to know that you're coming. So again, if you go to thesoberclub.com/events, and you'll see the little icon there for the webinar From Sobriety to Purpose. It'd be great to see you there. Don't forget, you can follow me on social media at Janie Lee Grace. You can listen in to the Alcohol Free Life podcast, where I have a whole bunch of amazing guests. And it's fantastic to connect with you. Until next time. You've been listening to the Natural Health and Sobriety Show on UK Health Radio.